Good evening, everybody. We're going to start again from the beginning of the parak. Because the whole the Gemara is based on the beginning. We'll just say very quickly, the Mishnah said that there's machlekes b'shamay b'sila, whether you say bracha on wine first or on the kiddush first. B'shamay says you say on the kiddush, and then you say on the wine. B'sila says wine and then kiddush. The Gemara said, what's the reason for b'shamay? Because the kedusha of the yom, kedushas hayom, you have to look at Beis Shammai saying two separate things, two reasons. Number one, the kedusha of the day is what causes the wine to come. Therefore, the wine is secondary, and therefore you make the bracha on the kiddush first. And the second reason he's saying is kfarnas chayiv kedushas hayom achla b'hayayin. That when you're talking about the order of things, first came the kedusha, and then came the wine. We're going over on base on the beginning of the parak again. So on Ayin Zayin on the base at the bottom, it says, what's the reason of Beis Hillel? Shahayayin garim l'kdushas hayom shetayomer. That the wine causes the kiddush to be said. Without the wine, you wouldn't be able to say kiddush. Tavaracher, yayin is tadir, and tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kaidim, right? So therefore, kedusha is not as tadir as yayin, so you say yayin first. So let me just say it this way, okay? So it's worthwhile to just think about this for a second in the following way. I'll make the rest of the Gemara go a lot easier. The first reason is cause and effect. It's a machlokas about cause and effect. So Beis Shammai holds the cause for Kiddush is the Kedushas Hayom is what causes the Kiddush. So therefore, the Kiddush, we focus on the Kedushas Hayom. Whereas Beis Hillel is focusing on the Kiddush itself. So if you look at it I guess you would say that Beis Hillel is more specific, gets into the nitty gritty of the Kiddush itself. And Beis Shammai is looking at it from a more global perspective. What is the cause of Kiddush being said today? Because today we have a Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos. So Beis Shammai views that as the Iker. Beis Hillel is looking at Kiddush itself and the Maisik Kiddush itself. What is the Iker? The Iker is the wine. Without wine, you can't say Kiddush. So therefore, Yain is more important. That's number one. That's the first way to look at the Machlokes.
What about bread without wine?
Hold on one second. I'll get your question. The second part of this is a question of zman, question of time. So in terms of time, Shabbos came first. So in terms of the timing, again, Beis Shammai is looking at the day. The day of Shabbos began first. Time-wise, Shabbos comes first. Then the wine comes. Therefore, since the Kedusha Shabbos came first, you're going to make Kedusha Shabbos first. Beis Hillel is looking at wine also in terms of time. Yayin is always here. It's tadir. That's also a time type of a decision. Yayin is tadir. It's always around. So in terms of time, it's always here. Now, you asked two questions just now. One question was, can't you make kiddush on bread? That was your question?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's just a substitute for wine. So we're focusing even... Now, and the other question that was being asked is that aren't you Yotze Kiddush without anything? On a Deoraisa level, going to Rav Yushan, you're correct. But on Darabana level, you have to have wine. So that we're discussing at the Darabana level in a certain sense. Okay. So now, with that, a little beer, let's go on a little bit. So now, we have a Machlokas in the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. So we're going to have two ways of looking at this machlokas. The Amoraim's names are Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Mana. Okay. Now what they're going to be arguing about is about if you have havdalah. You know, the Mishnah is talking about on the front end of Shabbos. What about the back end of Shabbos? What about when it comes to havdalah? Which comes first then? Is it the same machlokas again, or perhaps there's no machlokas there? These two Amoraim holders, no machlokas on the other end. Only they have two opposite opinions. One's going to hold Everybody holds its yayin first, and one's going to hold, everybody holds havdolas first. So now we're going to look at the svaras. Okay, that, and that's basically the first half of the page. Amar Rabbi Yosi, midirei shnehem. Yayin v'havdolah hayayin kaidim. That it, when it comes to havdolah, and even Beis Shammai will agree that yayin comes first. Why? The whole reason for Beis Shammai was that the Kedusha of Shabbos is what caused the wine to appear, and therefore you say Kedusha Hayom first. Khan, Hoil Veloy Avdolah, Garmol Yain Shriyavo, Hayayin Kaidim. Here, Havdolah didn't cause the wine to come. Havdolah. Now, It says over here, and I'm going to do Mara Folda over here. What this means is Shaharei im ein lo yayin tzarach nami lahavdol. So hovloi avdolah geremus liyayin. That means that avdolah doesn't cause wine to be here. Meaning you can make avdolah without wine. If one doesn't have wine, you can still make avdolah. So. Mashenkin Kiddush, if you don't have wine or you don't have pas, notice how he throws in pas as well. Enkan Kiddush Klav, there was no Kiddush at all. That's tomorrow fold. So therefore, you would, in other words, if in terms of cause and effect, let's look at the cause and effect. Since the cause of wine being here is not Havdalah per se, because you could have made Havdalah without wine. Therefore, wine has its own independent existence here as a davar chashuv. As a davar chashuv, yain will come first. That's basically what he's saying over here. Then again, now, klom tamen de beis hil el shai yain tadir, kudusha ena tadira, v'kan hal v'hayayin tadir, v'avdala ena tadira hayayin tadir. As far as tadir v'shayin tadir, obviously, beis hil is going to be the same. The yain is going to come first. So that's easy. The first part's not so simple, what he's saying. It's a little dakistic, like, what does he mean? Havdalah doesn't cause the wine to come here. It's not so clear the way we have it. The Vilna Gaon changes the gears a little bit. I think the Vilna Gaon's way of learning it makes it a little easier to understand. If you look at Agoy Sangro Ais Aleph on the left-hand margin, it should say, Kfanes Hayev B'Kiddush Hayom Ad Shelo Bo Hayayin. The whole reason why you say Kiddush first is because you hive in Kiddush before the wine came. In other words, Kiddush came. He's going in the second reason, the chronological reason, the time reason. So he's focusing on the time. The whole reason why he said that the Kiddush comes first is because Kiddush chronologically comes first and then the wine comes. And so therefore you say Kiddush first. But Khan. Here, but when you're talking about Havdalah, well, Havdalah comes along at the end of Shabbos. You already have wine. In other words, having wine means you have wine over Shabbos. You started with wine at Kiddush, and you have the wine. That wine persists through Shabbos. Your bottle of wine there is there in front of you. I'm not 100% sure how to be mazbe this exact point, whether he means you have wine that from before because you needed it for Shabbos, whereas Havdalah is going to come after Shabbos. I'm not 100% sure how to be masbah the exact point, exactly what he's saying, but it's along those lines. So anyways, the way the Gra is saying it, it's a little easier to understand the first far. Again, Havdalah is going to come, when it comes to Havdalah, even Beis Shammai is going to be masbah that Yayin comes first because the reasons we explained. Okay? So that's Reb Yossi's opinion. Now we're going to go the other way, the other extreme. The other extreme is Reb Mana. Reb Mana holds no, Midirashnaim, Yain Havdalah, Havdalah Kademus. That even Beis Hillel will agree that Havdalah, the bracha on the Havdalah, comes before the Yain. Klum Tamayin, the Beis Shammai. So he's going to say over Beis Shammai's reason, although, I mean, like Beis, right? So, is the reason the whole reason of Beis Shammai is Pranes Chayiv and Kedushas Hayom Ad Shelo Bo Hayayin that he's Chayiv and Kedushas Hayom before the wine comes. Kan Hovenes Chayiv B'Havdalah Ad Shelo Bo Hayayin Havdalah Kedemus. Again, he holds that you look at the Chiyuv of what you have to do. You have a Chiyuv Mitzvah, And then you look at what I need to do to be mekayim that mitzvah. So you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to do kiddush. So you're going to make kiddush, and you do that with wine. So you make the bracha on the wine afterwards. You look at the chiyuv of Havdalah the same way. I became chayav in Havdalah. How am I going to make Havdalah? I go to the cupboard and get a cup of wine. But the chiyuv, I look at the chiyuv first. So it's here too. The chiyuv Havdalah comes first, and then I'm going to make a bracha on wine. So Beis Shammai is still consistent. Now, Klum Tamayo Beis Hillel. Now, this is what needs more beer. What about Beis Hillel? So now he's looking at the first reason of Beis Hillel, not the reason of Tadar V'Shein of Tadar. He holds that the first reason of Beis Hillel is the main reason. Hayayin Garm with Dushas Hayom Chateyomer. What was Beis Hillel's first reason? That without wine, you couldn't have Kiddush, right? Over here, is that true? Is without wine, can you have Havdalah? Yes, you can. That's what we're saying now. That even without wine, you can have Havdalah, right? The whole reason why he said Yayin came first by Kiddush is because Yayin caused the Kiddushas Hayom to be said. Kan, by Havdalah, it's not a necessary component for Havdalah. So Havdalah called Temes. Okay? So therefore, Havdalah comes first. Because you could do it because you could do it over beer. Is that what it says? The leniency of reciting Havdalah over beer. It's a substitute. He's asking why in the Kiddush part of it. Why isn't the bread also a substitute that should uproot the svara of yayin causing the kiddush to be said? That's what he's asking.
You just substitute bread for the wine.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay. Okay, let's go right to them. Okay, now Amar Zeira Midivrei Shnehem from Reb Yosi and Reb Mana. So you see, Mavdilin below Yain. You could say Havdalah without wine. They Mekachin all be Yain, but yeah, but when it comes to Kesh, you can't make it without wine. In other words, you can't. You can't use Tamar Medina Lukhara. That's what we're trying to say here, right? Is that what he says in 14? Yeah. If he lacks wine on Wednesday Shabbos, you can say Havdalah over beer. But if he lacks wine on Friday night, he cannot make Kiddush at all. Okay. Does he say anything about bread here? I don't think so.
What's something that was said that it's a whole lot of focus on whether you can actually use bread or not use bread?
Yeah, it could be. It gets involved in some of my focus about bread. I don't have it clear right now. Okay, but let's not worry about it now. So anyway, that's what we see from what they said, obviously. He dited Reb Zeira. That's Reb Zeira's shita. He himself said this. Reb Zeira, Omar Magdilin al Hashecha. You can make a dollar of beer. For Oslin min asar la asar mishum kedusha. You go from place to place, meaning if you don't have any wine, you're going to have to go from town to town to find wine. Okay. And obviously, it doesn't mean you're going from town to town on Shabbos. It means if you know you don't have wine, Erev Shabbos, you better get out there and get in your car and drive to find a liquor store that has wine.
Right.
This Kiddush may not be recited over bread or beer. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's going back and forth here. I guess there was some discussion. I mean, Mara Folda seemed to indicate she'im lein lo yayin or pas. You see the way he does say pas is a possibility. A possibility? Oh, you get that? Okay. He died to the Reb Zeira. I said that. I'm Reb Yosi Rabbon. So Reb Yosi Rabbon says like this. Nihigin tamon in Bavel. But Malkam Shein Yayin, if there was no wine available, it's Friday night, right? There's no wine for Kiddush. So guess what? What are you going to do? The Shliach Tzibur is going to get up and make a bracha Me'ein Sheva. a special takon. What is he going to do? He's going to get up and he's going to make the bracha mein sheva, and he's going to be assign the bracha with Mekayesh HaShavas, yes, Mekayesh Yisrael, yes, Yom HaShavas. There's a big footnote here, 18. I'm just going to tell you in summary what he says. So like this. So he says that he says exactly what he said before, though, that on a deraisa level, if you don't have wine, but on a deraisa level, you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zachas Yom HaShavas, the contrary, you're Mekayim with tefillah. You said Mekayesh HaShavas, and you're Mekayim with tefillah, so we're on safe ground, so to speak. This is just on a deraisa level. On a deraisa level, we're not talking about Bisul Bishak. But what happens if you know how to daven? What if you're not Ma'aretz, so you don't know how to daven? You don't know davening about that. There's no Chazaras Hashatz on Ma'ariv. So what's going to be with those Amaratz? So that's the bottom. If you see 18 at the bottom left, he says the problem. However, you see where he says it. The unlearned folk, whoever they are, unable to recite the prayers will lack fulfillment of this obligation. Okay? So now, to rectify that situation, so if they were unable to procure wine for Kiddush, they'd have the Shliach Tzibur say this Ma'in Sheva. And in that way, we might see even the Amaratzim in Kiddush. That's basically what it says.
It's
that's what we're talking about. It comes out from here, right? It comes out from here. Whereas the Bavli says that the reason why we say Me'ed Sheva is because of Sakona, that we wanted to have the people stay in Shul later so that there'll be everybody be able to go home. But the Yerushalmi over here does not hold from that reason. And there'll be a nafkamina. According to the Bavli, you always say Me'ein Shava regardless because it's a takona, because of the sakona. Masha'en came according to the Yerushalmi. It's only going to be said if you're in a situation where there's no wine. That's what he says over here at the very bottom of the paragraph. Now, in the brackets over here in the middle of 18, he does say over here, he starts talking about the bread. We have noted earlier in the other Haredim that the Amoraim and Asugya do not permit the recitation of Kiddush over bread. This is borne out by the Babylonian custom recorded here, for it would have been unnecessary to institute an abridged repetition of Shmona Esrei for the Amoratzim if reciting Kiddush over bread was an option. However, Rosh and Aglaos Maimonides reconciled the Gemara with the accepted halacha that Kiddush may be recited over bread. So there you have it. So you have an encapsulation here. That's why we're seeing the different mafarshim here. They're taking sides with these rishonim. Yeah, what's that?
So by itself,
now
that we
You're asking according to Shitas HaRambam. Let me borrow your question a little more. Rambam holds Zachreyu b'chnisaso, Zachreyu b'yitziyaso. That the same way there's a mitzvah to mention Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah to mention Havdalah at the end of Shabbos. So according to the Rambam, Frank Dr. Cooper, what's the difference? Why, when it came to Kiddush, we're worried about the Amaratzim? And we have a special bracha that we're masaking. We might see them for Kiddush. And might see Shabbos, there's no special bracha to be might see through the Amaratzim in a Havdalah. No, they're Amaratzim. They can't speak. That we're talking about Amaratzim who can't daven. They couldn't. What's that? Going to the Rambam. Going to the Rambam this. See, if you hold like the other Rishonim, the Havdalah is not the Oraisa. Then I could get out of it. I could wiggle out of it. All right. Good question. I don't know. Kasha al Devei Shammai. Now we're going to talk about a nitty-gritty question. Okay? As if this wasn't nitty-gritty enough, now we're going to get into the real nitty-gritty. You got it? Okay. Bekasha al Rei Shammai. So here we have a question. The Leil Shabbos Hefnida, what would they do in the following case? He's sitting, he's eating a meal. It's, let's say it's Purim that comes out on Erev Shabbos. This happens frequently. And you're eating the Purim meal, and along comes Shkia, and he's conflicted. He's got Shabbos. Choshka Leil Shabbos. Now it's dark. He has to do what? He has to go ahead and he has a couple of things. He has to make Kiddush. He has to bench on his meal. And he only has one cup of wine. What's a yid to do? He wants to have a Birkas HaMazon al HaKos. He also wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush on a Kos Shal Yayin. What do you do? At Omar, if you're going to say, now we'll go through the possibilities. Menichala achar mazon. Let's leave the cup of wine until after you bench, right? Umashal shall pull him aloft and link all the blessings. It means you'll make Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush. Then Manashach. What are you going to do? Yivarach al hayom, if you're going to first say Kiddush, Yivarach al hayom, HaMazon Koden. There, you have to make Birkas HaMazon first. Remember, we said that, his whole svar was that the only reason why you said Kedushas HaYom first was because it came first. Here, Berachas HaMazon Kiyuv came first because he was eating before Shabbos. I think that's what the reason is, right? Yeah. That's exactly what he says in footnote 2, right? Yivarach al HaMazon, if you're going to recite Berachas HaMazon first, so there, Hayayin Koydim. Reish Shammai holds in the final Mishnah of this parak, Reish Shammai holds that you always say Berachas Hayayin before Berachas HaMazon, not like the way we do. We bench on a kos, we say the whole benching, and then we say Berachas HaGofen at the end. Reish Shammai holds to say Berachas HaGofen first. So what are you going to do? You can't do Kiddush first because you started the meal. The meal came first, so you have to say Berachas HaMazon first. You can't say Berachas HaMazon first because the Reish Shammai holds that you say Berachas HaYayin before you say Berachas HaMazon. Okay, so let's say Yayin first. You're going to say the wine first, but Reish Shammai holds that Hayom Kodem, that when it comes to Kiddush, you always make the bracha on the Kedushas Hayom first before the Yayin. So you end up, what we have is a halachic endless loop. You got it? That's the Gemara's kasha. What's Reish Shammai going to do in this case? Nishmeinu Manado. So here the Gemara says an answer. If they get wine after the meal, prior to Berachas HaMazon, and you only have that cup, so what does Beis Shammai say you do? Beis Shammai says you say the blessing over the wine, and then you say the blessing over the meal. Okay, so first you say Berachas HaGofen in that case, then you say Berachas HaMazon. Amar Abba. That's what they hold, right? Now, Rabba is going to explain this. Why does he hold that? Why does Beis Shammai hold that you make Berachas HaYayin first? Aidei shehu bracha katano. Because Bari Pri HaGofen is such a short bracha, if you're going to bench first, like Beis Hillel Shita, what's going to happen? At the end of benching, you're going to forget to say the bracha on Bari Pri HaGofen on the wine, because you will have said the whole bracha of Berachas HaMazon. And then you'll gulp down the wine without making Bari Pri HaGofen. That's why they were worried. Shema yishkach v'yishta. They're afraid you're going to forget to say Bari Pri HaGofen. And therefore, they said to make Bari Pri HaGofen before you bench. Baram hacha. But over here, where you have both, what? You have both Kiddush and you have Berachas HaMazon. You have so many long brachos. Then, mikivin shuhu b'shasha ayidei kos. Since you're going to put the Kiddush on the coast in a shochet, you're not going to forget to make the bracha of the wine, because after all, Kiddush you always say, right, the bracha of the wine at the end of Brachas HaShem. So therefore, there's going to be a hecker. So therefore, the order is going to be like Rav Gemara is going to conclude. So what do you do? So first, you bracha HaMazon Tchila. First, make Berachas HaMazon. Then make Kiddush. Then make a bracha on the wine. In other words, this won't violate Beis Shammai's personal shita that normally you make bracha Brit Piyagafim before Brachas HaMazon, because the reasoning behind that was because of Shema Yishkach, and that reasoning doesn't apply when you have both brachas present. Okay, so that's the solution to the riddle. The endless loop of Beis Shammai. That'll be the on the test at the end of the Masechta. Where is the endless loop in this Masechta? And if you don't get it right, you don't get to eat any of Chaim's steak at the CM. Okay, we can't. Okay. Joey's going to look like worried, a little worried. The kasha al dibrei Beis Hill. Yeah, we'll have a cheat sheet. The kasha al dibrei Beis Hill. Now the Gemara is going to ask the same kind of question, which we're not going to read the resolution. We're just going to read the problem tonight, okay? Because the resolution is on the next page. Now we have the following, again, another endless loop. Here we go. Maitzai Shabbos Hechavido. If someone was Moitze Shabbos, Hayayashim Echav Shabbos, he's eating a meal on Shabbos, B'chosh Moitze Shabbos, okay, he's eating Shal Shudas. And now comes Moitze Shabbos, and Shemal Ha'isa Kvesi, only has one cup. At the Omer Mechal Ha'achar Mosin, she's going to say, leave it till after the meal. M'shal Shul Kulon Acharov, M'shal Shul Kulon Olof. And then what are you going to do? You're going to want to do, again, you want to do Havdalah, and you want to do Brechas HaMazon, you want to do it on the coast. So Manav Shach, what are you going to do? What are you going to do first? Yivarach al hayayin, are you going to make a bracha on wine first? What about, no, that's not going to work because what's the order? According to Beis Hillel, you always bench and then you make a bari pragoth, right? So, yes, hamazin kaidem. So that's normally the way you do it. You do first brachas hamazin. So, okay, so let's try the other way. Yivarach al hamazin, so make brachas hamazin first. So now the Gemara throws in a curveball. Haner kaidem, the ner of Havdalah comes before Berachas HaMazon. Yivarach al haner, so some make a bracha bari mirei ha'esh first, followed by bari mirei b'samim, apparently. So then, Havdalah kodemus. Then, remember, we just said before that when it comes to the bracha of, when it comes to Moitzei Shabbos, according to Rav Manna, remember we had a machlokas, Rav Manna and Rav Yaisi. Rav Manna said that when it came to Havdalah, that even Beis Hillel is mighty to Beis Shammai, that you say the bracha of the Havdalah first, and then you make the bright bread off. So we're, this question is according to Rav Manna. Hold on 1 second, please, just 1 second. So first make a bracha on the Nair, and then you're going to have to make a bracha on the Havdalah, because Havdalah could demonstrate before Bar Piyag Gofen. Now, if you're going to say that Bar Piyag Gofen is said after Havdalah, then Brachas HaMazon wouldn't be followed by the wine. In other words, what we're getting into is quagmires like this. You're going ahead and you're faced. Let's take first the two primary mitzvahs here. Two primary mitzvahs are Havdalah and Brachas HaMazon. Where does Yayin stand in relationship to these mitzvahs? So now we're going according to Rav Manna's Shita. Rav Manna's Shita is Yayin goes after Havdalah. So one could say Brachas HaMazon should come first, then should come Havdalah, then should come Brachas HaGafen. But that's where you can't do that. Because if you were to do that, then you would have a hefsek of Havdalah between Berachas HaMazon and the Bracha of Bar Piyag Ofen. If you do that, you won't have Berachas HaMazon halakos. In order for Berachas HaMazon to be considered halakos, it's going to need to be followed by Bar Piyag Ofen immediately after Berachas HaMazon. If it's not followed by Berachas HaMazon, either before or after, then that's not called Brachas HaMazon al HaKos, and you've lost out. The goal here is to have everything to be considered al HaKos, Brachas HaMazon al HaKos, and also Havdalah. So that's why the Gemara is battling here. I can't do Brachas HaMazon, Havdalah, and the Brachas HaGafen at a simple level, because that'll break up the Brachas HaMazon with a hefsek of the Havdalah between the coast. Okay, so then the Gemara is figuring it out. So let's go ahead and when it comes to Brachas HaMazon first, the Gemara threw in, you have to make a bracha on the Nair, right? is the Nair comes before the Berachos HaMazon. Once you have the Berachos HaMazon, once you have that, that's what the Gemara says. The Nair, it says over here, that's what it says over here. If you, it's not an option for the blessing over the lamp, precedes Berachos HaMazon, footnote 14. In a different Mishnah below, Beis Hillel rule that the sequence of blessings for one who possesses only one cup of wine in Moshe Shabbos is the blessing over the lamp, the blessing over the summon, Berachos HaMazon, and then the Havdalah blessing. Okay, so Beis Hillel holds that when you when you're faced with benching and Havdalah, Berachos HaYai, Berachos HaEsh, HaNer comes first before that. Once you have Berachos HaNer, okay.
There's a chart in 79A1.
Yeah. Okay. So this, all right. So this is basically all these considerations. Because he's in that Mishnah. If you look at footnote 14 that we just read, in the brackets it says there that Mishnah does not mention the blessing over when the blessing of the wine is saved. But we see that the lamb precedes the blessing of the Berachos HaMazon. Okay. All right. So that's basically we'll go over this again tomorrow. But this is the issue here with the endless loop.